CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday, the 9th of October 2022. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Convention 2022, new RSGB board member celebrating 100 years of the BBC. The RSGB's first hybrid convention is this weekend. A selection of presentations are being live streamed, as well as interviews, videos and live operating by the special event station GB3HQ. You can watch some of the live stream if you want to join this event from where you live. Head over to the RSGB YouTube channel or follow the link from the live stream web page on the RSGB website. The RSGB board is pleased to announce that John McCulloch, GI4BWM, has been co-opted as a board director until 2023 AGM. Many members will know John as he was ETCC chairman from 2005 until 2017, and he's still the Northern Ireland ETCC representative. John worked for almost 40 years as a communications professional in the emergency services in Northern Ireland, retiring in 2005 and being awarded an MBE in the New Year Honours List for services to policing. Since then, he's worked as a communications consultant in Eastern Europe, and in the past few years has, with his wife, volunteered with a children's charity in Tanzania. John was licensed in 1973 and has been active ever since, mainly on UHF and VHF. He's been involved with the repeater scene from the late 1970s when he installed the first repeater in Northern Ireland. He's also the controller of a RayNet group in County Antrim, having been in that position since 1976. On the 18th of October 1922, the Marconi Company and other equipment manufacturers formed the British Broadcasting Company, which became British Broadcasting Corporation 6 years later. To mark this momentous day, exactly 100 years on, members of the BBC Amateur Radio Group have been invited by Arqiva to operate for the day at the Daventry Transmitting Station, which was home to so much of the BBC shortwave broadcasting over the years. Members of the BBC and Arqiva, or Arqiva Club, will be operating HF on Tuesday the 18th of October from the Empire Service Building at the Daventry site. As well as GB100 BBC, the call sign G2LO will be on the air. 2LO was the call sign allocated to the very first BBC transmitter built by Marconi and located at Savoy Hill in London. Keep an eye on the GB100 BBC QRZ page for more information. The Caledonian Rally is an annual event that brings together 13 to 17-year-old scouts and guides from all over Scotland. This year, the event takes place between the 14th and 16th of October. Inverness Amateur Radio Society will be running GB2 CWR for the event as part of the Jamboree on the Air. Aberdeen Amateur Radio Society members are helping with the station, but more experienced operators are sought, especially for to set up and break down. Email invernessradiosociety@gmail.com. The Royal Air Force Cadets will be running the popular Blue Ham exercise on the 22nd and 23rd of October from 0800 to 1800 UTC each day. If you're a UK full licence holder, the hope is that you can set some time aside to take part with the cadets and staff volunteers who'll be ready to take your QSO over the operating period. A Blue Ham participation certificate for amateur radio operators who contact 20 or more MRE stations will be available. Details are on the alphacharlie.org.uk portal. Member states of the International Telecommunications Union, the United Nations Specialized Agency for Information and Communications Technology, have elected Doreen Bogdan-Martin, KD2JTX, as the organization's next Secretary-General. She'll assume office on the 1st of January next year. She'll be the first woman to lead the ITU in its 157-year history, and only the third Secretary-General to hold an amateur radio license. Now, for details of rallies and events, the National Ham Fest will take place on Friday the 14th and Saturday the 15th of October at Newark Showground in Nottinghamshire. Gates open at 9:30 and the main hall opens at 10. For more information, visit nationalhamfest.org.uk. Next Sunday, the 16th of October, the Hornsea Amateur Radio Club Rally takes place at the Driffield Showground, YO2590W. More information from Hornsea, ARC, all one word, .co.uk. Now the special event news, Hartlepool Amateur Radio Club will be running GB0TVS on behalf of Tees Valley North Scouts between the 14th and 16th of October for Jamboree on the Air. They'll be based at Hartlepool Scout Centre. The station will be active on HF, VHF and UHF and will welcome any contacts. Visitors are welcome on the Saturday and Sunday. Michel, F8GGZ and other operators will be active as TM100BBC between the 10th and 24th of October, commemorating the 100th anniversary of the BBC. Activity will be all modes, including EME, DMR and C4FM, QSL via F8GGZ Bureau or Direct. TX News, the team will be active as TO2DL from Guadeloupe in NA102 between the 10th and 23rd of October. They'll operate CW, SSB and digital modes on the 10 to 160 metre bands with three stations, QSL via DL7DF, Direct or Bureau. Gary, ZC4GR-2M, 1DHG, has been active as VP8DLB from Port Stanley in the Falklands, SA002, since the 23rd of September. He'll remain there until December, QSL via EB70X. A team of 15 plan to set up four HF stations for CWSSB RITI, FT8, FT4 and QO100 satellite station until the 17th of October on the Comoros Islands in the Indian Ocean. They'll be operating as D60AE. More information, just search for the call sign. Contest news, on Tuesday the 432 Megs FM contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the All Mode 432 Megs UK Activity Contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, exchange is the same for both, signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the Autumn Series Data Contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. RITI and PSK63, the exchange of signal report and serial number. 432 Megs FT8 Activity Contest also takes place on Wednesday, running between 1900 and 2100 UTC. The exchange is a report in your four-character locator. On Thursday, the 50 Megs UK Activity Contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the Worktal Germany contest runs for 24 hours from 1500 UTC on the 15th. Using CW and SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. German stations also send DOK. Next Sunday, the 16th, the 50 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The Rolo CW contest takes place 1900 and 2030 UTC. That's between 1900 and 2030 UTC next Sunday, the 16th. Using 3.5 megs band, the exchange is signal report and locator received. Also next Sunday, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC, all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On now to radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, yet another good week for HF propagation, although it's been borderline in terms of geomagnetic disturbances. The KP index hovered around the 4 mark all week, mainly due to high-speed streams from the solar wind, possibly from slight glancing blows from incoming CME material. There have been a few M-class solar flares, but nothing too violent. The risk of X-class flares throughout remains relatively high. The solar flux continued to climb despite pessimistic predictions, ending up at 161 and a sunspot number of 151 on Thursday. Daytime critical frequencies have been in the range of 7.5 to 8 megs, meaning 40 metres have been an excellent inter-G band during the day. MUFs over a 3,000 kilometre path, clock beat me to it, over a 3,000 kilometre path have been exceeding 24.9 megs and occasionally 28 megs, especially in the early afternoon. This has meant that HF propagation has been good with excellent openings on all the upper HF bands. Paul, GM4ULS, has even reported hearing what we believe to be round-the-world echoes whilst listening to high-power European stations on 20, calling for long path Asia, VK and ZL in the morning. This is a sure sign that the ionosphere is playing ball. Next week, the US Air Force predicts that the solar flux will remain in the 150s to start with, but might decline down to 130s as the week progresses. The KP index is predicted to be no more than 3 all week, although an incoming CME could spoil that. Coronal hole activity appears to be minimal once we get past the effects of a small hole on the equator, which became Earth-facing on Wednesday. This could result in the KP index rising on Friday, although the hole's size means that the effects may be short-lived and perhaps minimal. So in conclusion, it's autumn with an SFI in the 150s and an active but not unsettled geomagnetic field. In other words, it should be good for HFDX unless a solar flare or CME comes along and spoils it. As for VHF and UP, they write the typical autumn weather will continue over the next week, meaning alternating ridges of high pressure between active weather fronts with rain and strong winds. There have been some reasonably uplifted tropo conditions during recent spells of high pressure, and no reason to suppose that it won't be the case over the next week. The two most likely high-pressure transitions across the country are this weekend and again in the first half of next week. Paths to the south in the continent should do well. In between these events, we find active weather fronts crossing the country with a large low taking up residence by the end of the week. This could lead to a few rain scatter options for the gigahertz bands, but autumn storms can be fast-moving and hard to track. The sun continues to offer support with a high KP index on occasions, so always a chance of aurora. The Draconids and the Orionids, or Orionids, are the major meteor showers of the month, the former peaking today, Sunday, with a typical ZHR of 10, has been known to reach storm levels. The Orionids, that's better, is active from the 2nd of October to the 7th of November, peaking on the 21st with a medium ZHR of 20. Random meteor scatter propagation is always available and rates are high in October, so it's always a banker if you have a decent system for the low VHF bands. Well, with all these more exotic modes, the best course of action is to monitor the clusters for high signs of activity. Moon declination goes positive today on Sunday, so moon windows will lengthen as the week progresses. We are past perigee, so path losses will increase throughout the week. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. And that's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me also until next week.